At the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, Dr. Sue Odorizio is working on a drug for children with brain cancer. She shows me an MRI image from a young woman who participated in one of her clinical trials. A tumor sits at the base of her brain.
Is that like the size of a almond?
It's more like the size of an orange.
Odorizio's new drug works kind of like a seek-and-destroy missile. The first dose is an imaging agent that marks the tumor so doctors know the drug will work. In phase two, the drug enters the bloodstream through an IV and goes straight to the tumor.
This is the only area that would receive the radiation. This would not be damaging to their bone marrow, so they wouldn't have the low counts and wouldn't be as immune-suppressed, wouldn't be as likely to get infections.
Odorizio's cancer drug is one of thousands of projects around the country that are funded by the federal government through the National Institutes of Health. Her team is waiting on FDA approval for a clinical trial of the drug for about 40 children with cancer who have not responded to other treatments. FDA approval takes time, but Odorizio worries it will take longer following the government shutdown.
We were hoping to be able to start in January. We almost certainly won't make that deadline now. We may not even hear from the FDA until January now.
In an email, the FDA did not comment on whether researchers should expect delays in the shutdown's aftermath, but said they have continued to monitor submissions over the past 3 weeks. In the past few years, Odorizio says federal budget cuts and the sequester have cut her project's funds over and over. It got to the point where she realized she couldn't afford to keep a medicinal chemist on their research team. It was a private foundation that stepped in, selecting her for a $100,000 Kickstarter grant.
That grant will allow me to keep my lab going while the government gets back up and running, which nobody knows how long that's going to take.
In early October, Senator Tom Harkin spoke on the Senate floor to protest the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, being forced to stop enrolling new patients in 497 clinical research trials.
Mr. President, these are ongoing clinical trials right now. Stopped. 50 of them involving children with cancer. What do you say to those kids? What do you say to those families?
For those 16 days, NIH couldn't review new research grants either.
October is actually a pretty busy month for grant deadlines.
Jennifer Lassner works in the University of Iowa's Division of Sponsored Programs. UI receives the most medical research grants from the NIH of any entity in the state. 362 awards totaled about $144 million in 2013. Lassner says that although UI researchers received no stop work orders, new grant applications couldn't be submitted, and some federal agencies outside the NIH weren't able to reimburse the university for research costs as they usually do.
So part of what we may see is a delay in receiving some of our awards down the line, and that impact won't be seen until the spring.
In a statement this morning, the NIH confirmed there will be some delays in grant awards due to the shutdown. In Iowa City, Derry Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.